The coronavirus outbreak could go well beyond public health concerns. There's also politics at play. The spread of the virus could destabilize U.S.-China relations, as well as Chinese President Xi Jinping's grip on domestic power. On Friday, the U.S. restricted travel between the U.S. and China. China's reaction to that move could be a sign of tensions to come, according to Nicholas Burns. He's a former U.S. ambassador to NATO and an unpaid advisor to the Joe Biden campaign.
The reaction was swift and it was quite severe. The Chinese Foreign Ministry accused the United States of fear-mongering and taking advantage of the crisis to belittle China. To be fair to President Trump and his administration, that wasn't the motivation. It was to contain the health crisis. And you've seen quickly over the weekend, Marco, the Japanese government, the Australian government, the Singaporean government, many governments taking severe measures to eliminate air travel to China. There are smaller states dependent on China, either for trade or aid, like Cambodia and Thailand, that have very publicly said, we're not going to take these restrictive measures because they can't afford to alienate China. The bigger countries can. The bigger countries are also democracies. They have to take their own citizens' views into account because China's so dominant in the international system. So many countries have China as their leading trade partner. This is now becoming part of this crisis.
What's this going to do, do you think, to Chinese leader Xi Jinping? Because until the Hong Kong protests last summer that started and are still kind of roiling, I mean, he's been kind of widely seen as the strongest Chinese leader since Mao. What is it doing to his power? When and where could this all go?
China's an authoritarian dictatorship, but we've seen in the past that the Chinese people have made their views felt on air quality, on climate change. Now they're making their views felt on this crisis, this pandemic, this health crisis within China itself. Xi Jinping has been front and center in the last week. He's made several major statements. It's a closed system, but we're seeing a lot of criticism from individual Chinese. And frankly, he's being held accountable by other governments around the world who want China to take much more dramatic measures to contain this crisis.
What do you think that should look like to kind of satisfy people? Is it about just accurate data and full data? Is it kind of a statement of contrition of we were not accountable, but we're going to do better now? What do they want?
I don't think contrition is important right now. What's important is transparency and consistently reliable information. So for instance, what the Chinese government really should do is have a spokesperson in Beijing give two daily reports to the world. Here are the number of people infected. Here's how we're trying to limit the crisis. Here's how we would like to work internationally. That's not happening right now. Information is leaking out bit by bit, part of it contradictory. And clearly the Chinese government has a responsibility and a self-interest to look like it's on top of this, and it's revealing what it knows. Accurate information might help to curb the anxiety that everyone, I think, around the world is feeling about the possible dimensions of this.
If Xi's credibility does take a hit from all of this, what does that mean in China? I mean, how could that impact his agenda beyond the coronavirus crisis?
He was riding high. He was considered unassailable, as you say, Marco, the strongest leader since Mao. If this is not handled appropriately, and if the reports are true that the Chinese government blocked health authorities in Wuhan in late December, early January from even talking about the crisis and taking elementary measures to contain it, then he is going to be criticized in the Chinese system. I think it's a stretch to say he'd probably lose power. This could affect him and his system down the line. I think it's clear for everyone to see the limits of an authoritarian system of government. China had this brand, we're efficient, we can do everything, we can build faster. And now we see that authoritarian governments don't tell the truth to their own people.
Of course, the coronavirus is already having an effect on stock markets around the world. If Xi Jinping does take a hit, zoom out for us, Nick, beyond the virus, how could that impact relations between the U.S. and China?
If the Chinese continue to blame the United States and make the United States, in effect, responsible for exacerbating the crisis, that's not going to help trust between Washington and Beijing. The economic dimensions of this are such that as we take these temporary measures to restrict travel and the ability to bring Chinese imports into the United States, will that lead to a further decoupling of the Chinese and American countries? Will American companies with manufacturing plants in China decide to relocate them to Vietnam or Bangladesh? Depending on how long this crisis lasts and the severity of the crisis, it could be a major loss of power and influence for China. It could be very harmful to China short and long term.
Nicholas Burns, former U.S. ambassador to NATO and a professor of diplomacy at Harvard. Thanks very much. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Marco.